I'll go to Florida now. Hello.
Mr. President, Mr. Colson.
Yeah. Hello, Chuck.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
You survive?
Oh, yes, sir, I'll survive. Don't worry about that. I just say God bless you, because I think you laid it right on the line, and I think the people that were worried about Watergate heard what they wanted to hear. The vast majority of people who I'm still convinced are not worried about Watergate.
I think you're right.
Well, I don't think it affects their lives. But they saw you tonight, terribly sincere, speaking straight from the heart, asking for their help. And that's the...
saying God bless America.
Yes, sir. Oh, God, that ending. Well, I've talked to 10 or 12 people tonight.
What did they say?
With a unanimous verdict. They say that the man was tremendous sympathy. The man was speaking with great feeling and great conviction, and my God, what he's been through, and shouldn't put the president through this. And one fellow who was a police union leader said, God, he brought our boys home from Vietnam. We'll remember him always for that. And enormous feeling of support. I just think that the country is with you. I've never seen the media in a more irresponsible, hysterical fashion.
What are they doing? Raising elephants?
Well, not with this, no. Oh, no, I mean, up until tonight. No, they can't raise elephants.
It's a little hard for them to knock this, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You put it to them right where it hurts. They can't knock it. They started to on CBS tonight, and then Dan Rather said, I've just received a message that the president went to the press room and said, you fellows keep batting at me when I'm wrong.
Give me hell.
Yeah, give me hell when I'm wrong. And it just turned him around. He said, if that's what the president is saying, then he's saved the Republican Party. And that even got to those hard-boiled bastards.
All right.
But it was a hell of a job.
Chuck, keep your faith, boy.
Oh.
Let's fight him out.
I only care about one thing, and that's you.
Yeah. And incidentally, on this, all this business about, plumber's operation, good God, that's totally justified, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, or is it?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I don't intend to talk about it. I don't think they can make me, because that's at least what I know about it, it's a national security operation. And Ehrlichman talked to me about that some time ago, and that was something that I wouldn't discuss. I wouldn't have any reason.
Right. You say, look, we're protecting the security of this country.
That's right.
Right. If, okay, Chuck.
Hell, if they want to... Well, God bless you, Mr. President.
Well, God bless you, and keep your faith, boy.